How many of you have made New Year's resolutions? Anyone? How many have already blown your New Year's resolutions? Okay, that's why I don't make New Year's resolutions, because I know I'm going to blow them. Paul said in Romans 7, "The good that I want to do, that I don't do. But the very evil I don't want to do, I end up doing." There are many who believe, many scholars who believe, that Paul wrote that before he became a Christian. I am not one of them. I believe Paul wrote that after the Damascus Road experience. Somehow there are people who believe that once you become a Christian, that you're never going to sin again. You're never going to fail again. You are to live a life of godliness, a life of holiness, a life of righteousness. And I'm okay and you're okay. We're all okay. The reality is that we are still sinners. We still fail, and that we still blow it. And even though we are born again, transformed, sanctified, homogenized believers, we still struggle every single day. We battle. There were some in the Methodist camp not too long ago who believed, and may still believe, that you could actually reach a life of sinless perfection, that you could somehow attain to that. However, just like the alcoholics who have to sit in a circle and confess they're an alcoholic, we as believers have to come together and confess we are sinners and that we battle. Why do we need to do this? Why do we have a time of confession of our sins? Because we would be Pharisees and we'd be living a life of self-righteousness to do anything less than confess our sins one to another. James said that we are to confess our sins to one another and pray for one another that we may be healed. That's interesting. Samuel said, "Forbid that I should sin in forgetting to pray for you." I need each and every one of your prayers in order to grow spiritually. We are the body of Christ. And to live a sanctified life, we need each other's prayers. I need your prayer, Mark. I need your prayer, Jim. I need your prayer, Eric. I need your prayer, Matt. I need your prayer, Craig. The question is, how many of us have been praying for one another in the struggles and the battles of life? We get so caught up in our own lives that we do forget to pray for one another and remember the importance of that. Third, confessing our sins is cleansing to our souls. Even better than sweating, it's cleansing our physical bodies. Confessing our sins keeps us from becoming deceived concerning the real state of our human depravity. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is wicked and deceitful above all. Who can understand it?" And last of all, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all that I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Jesus said, "I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Father, in this new year, as we enter into this new year, I pray that all of us would get a fresh understanding that we are sinners and that we need your grace every single day, every single moment of that day. For apart from that grace, the besetting sin that so easily besets us will take over our lives, or whatever set of sins that we all struggle with. And I pray this morning, God, you would truly help us to confess our sins, but also help us to understand there is still a balm in Gilead. You are still the one who forgives our sins and gives us eternal life. We thank you, Lord, that we have our sins forgiven because of the cross. And when the devil points his bony finger in our face and says that we're not worthy, we can say, yes, devil, you're right. But they're one who was worthy, who went to the cross and paid our penalty. And we thank you for that this morning. Thank you, Father, for the fact that you said if we confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In your name we pray. Amen.